Heat Wavers, assemble. It's time for another podcast.
Hooray.
Coming at you from the secret lair, deep underground, at least one story. I'm Mike Borden.
Steven Peters.
Jeff White.
Jeremy DeBottis.
Here to melt your eardrums once more. So we tried something new for this podcast.
It was a success.
Yeah, we used our robust social media presence to reach out to you, our greatest fans, for suggestions for the podcast.
It was on www.thefacebook.com.
There was one more W, I'm pretty
sure. Sorry, Justin Timberland.
Bring out your suggestions. We still call it the.
Yeah, and we culled through all of our voluminous responses, we fortuitously picked Jamie O'Hearn with Jerk. I don't think that was directed at anybody specifically. I think it was just a really solid suggestion.
It was a great suggestion. It was very broad. It could be anyone on the planet.
So pay attention to our Facebook feed, and maybe next time when we ask for a suggestion, you could be featured just like Jamie O'Hearn.
What an honor.
So Jerk makes me think of jerk chicken, which is like really kind of spicy, you know. It makes me think of when I grew up in New Hampshire, we had some chickens in my backyard. And when I was kind of in high school, you know, we raised them. We had like meat birds, and we had egg laying birds, and the egg laying birds, they had like a whole like chicken coop with lights and a whole setup with like little cubby holes where they could all go hang out. And I always kind of thought of it as like this weird like chic chicken condo setup, you know. They had like a chicken wire area where they were able to run around, and they had a ramp that my parents would open and close with a door so they could go down. It was kind of like these cosmopolitan chickens, like poultry about town kind of a thing. And then the way that their little condos were set up, where they had like, there was like a board with a hinge that when they laid an egg, you could like just hinge the door up and like pull the egg. And sometimes we'd go out and like grab the eggs. And it was weird because it was almost like, imagine, you know, somebody's in their apartment and all of a sudden like the entire like wall of their house came up and you just saw the person in there in the middle of doing something. Because that's essentially what we did. We're just like, oh, chicken, I'll take this egg. And, you know, the chicken's sleeping or doing whatever. And we're just like, you know, it totally breaks the fourth wall for them of like, they're at like Chicken Club Med, but all of a sudden they remind them like, Big Brother is here for your eggs.
What are you doing here?
I can go wherever I want to go.
I've been at the zoo here for two generations. My family has been here.
Okay.
And I just find it, you're a fresh panda.
Yeah. Yeah. I was born in the wild. I used to find my own food. I had tons of open space to live in, and, you know, I pretty much won the lottery, and now I'm here in the zoo.
Open spaces. Man, you must be really dirty.
I am a clean panda. I don't know what you've heard about the open spaces. It's not as filthy as it used to be. We've been really trying to clean things up out there, and I don't appreciate the stereotyping.
I hear there's this pandas raping other pandas, committing crimes.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's I figure that's like why you come to the zoo, for like more better raping and, you know, more better crimes. This is zoo life.
What?
You're behind the bars now.
I'm gonna have to voice my concerns.
I feel like I'm a good person, and by person, I mean panda.
Whoa, wait. So you're telling me I can choose, like, any of these flavors of Dippin' Dots to get in this little bowl here?
It is the future. Make your choice.
I've just never had so many options.
Look at
you know, my neighborhood, we just have this like ice cream truck that like comes by, and he has a push pop, an orange creamsicle, and like that little ice cream cone that has nuts on the top. And whenever you try to rip the paper off, the like a little bit sticks, so you always like eat a little bit of the paper.
Oh, disgusting you paper. Know? Ooh. Yeah.
So now I mean, it's just like you're here and you're telling me you got these like chocolate dots, vanilla dots. You're telling me I can put them together. I can do whatever I want.
That was your past, son. Come to the future. Make a choice. There's a big line.
I'm sorry. I just, you know, I was just walking through. We just went by the flamingos, and I was like, I've never seen a flamingo before. And then we came by all these like farm animals, and I'm like, I'm just a city kid. I've never even seen a farm animal. And then I turn around. I'm like, Dippin' Dots. What is this ice cream I've never even seen before either?
Look at kid. This is the future. I have 5 more minutes on my shift. Could you just make a choice?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like this choice could echo in my ice cream eternity. It has ramifications. What if I choose wrong?
Okay, look, we've had ice cream of the future for like 10 years now, okay?
Wait. So this is like ice cream of the past / present?
It hasn't made it to the mainstream yet, okay? You only see it around the Darien Lakes and the Enchanted Forests of the world.
Oh. Well, I
need you to just kind of think outside the box here, kid, and just say anything. Anything. They taste the same. It's all the same flavor, okay?
Cornucopia.
We don't have...
You said say anything.
I did. Okay, kid. Okay, you're a real smart ass. You know what you just earned yourself?
What?
A trip back in time. Get to the back of the line.
Whoa!
Yeah.
All the way back there?
Yeah. Back in time. You can think about your thought. You were in that line... Plenty of time.
A couple minutes ago, I was back at the end of that line.
You were.
Oh my God.
What were you doing the whole time?
This ice cream works.
Okay.
Phew.
Okay, now that's $5.
Oh, here you go.
Okay. That's a good little boy.
Ooh, that's beautiful. Ooh. Can I have a lick?
No, I had to wait in line for 3 times to get these Dippin' Dots. You can't have any.
Oh. My goodness, that's like a cornucopia of flavors and swirls and licorice.
Shit. Oh, I was wondering what this one was. I just saw chocolate and vanilla, but that is licorice. Are you from the future too?
Oh, I can't talk about that. Ding,
ding, ding, ding, no, ding, come on.
Ding, no, it's cool. It's forbidden. Look,
the Dippin' Dots guy, he already... Look, I've been to the past today. I've already time traveled. So if you're from the future, it's like cool. You can tell me.
The future is not so bright, kid.
What?
It's not so bright.
Well, that's like a really vague statement.
It's... There's not as many ice creams as you would think because there's not even any dairy.
What? But no, that's not possible. I just went by the livestock area and there was plenty of cows there.
Oh, God, I love getting milked. I could produce this all day long.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad they gave me the hormone therapy that fifth teat. Milk it.
I don't even eat real food anymore. Oh, I just eat pills, and my body looks amazing. I bang out so much milk that I can like taste it in my mouth when it comes out of my teats.
I just rearrange all my nerve endings to go right to my udder, so everything is just glorious for me.
You had the nerve rearrangement.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! I have been reading up on that.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds so good.
Doing great, girls. We're online for record production today. Keep it up. Whoop, whoop.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, I just squirted a little.
Oh, my God. We're impressing Stan.
I know. He's like going to be my man.
Oh, God. Milkman Stan.
I know. He's been spending a little extra time on me, not just because I have the fifth teat, but because I think he like kind of likes me.
Oh, sorry, I'm late. Guys, sorry I'm late. Hey, Chip. Hey, Denise. Just had a real rough time with Bertram the cow. I just had a really rough time with him at work. So I'm here. I'm willing. What did you make for dinner?
Oh, Just some goulash.
Oh, churn some yogurt. I churned some yogurt and made some butter.
I went a little too hard on that. I made some cottage cheese. I churned a little too hard.
Well,
I mean, do you want to talk about it? You want to talk about Bertram?
No, this is gross. I don't. It was a bad day. Bertram.
Just say it, man.
Bertram died. Bertram's dead.
What? What?
Wait, how did he die? Did you try to milk him again? How many times did I tell you? Only the female cows give milk. How much of the bucket did you fill?
Oh my god. You did it again?
How much of the goddamn bucket did you fill?
The whole bucket.
God damn it. The females have like 6 to 8 teats. The males have one, and it's not a teat. How do you mess that up so frequently?
Hey, baby. Let me just, I just noticed your ear lips. They're just not like, not that moist. I've been like kissing on them pretty hard, but they're not giving much back.
What?
Kissing on them ear lips, baby. What's going on with you?
It feels like it's precipitating on my ear lips.
Precipitating. All right. Well, I feel like I've been making out with that ear for like half hour, but nothing coming back.
I mean, I think it's a lot to ask.
Oh, come on, girl. I've been looking into your forehead retinas all day, and it's just like this big wide expanse. You're not even blinking at me. What? Oh, are you trying to use your stomach voice again? Oh, come on, girl. Just give me a little milk. Come on. Come on.
Come on, boy. I expected that candy Adam's apple to be so much crispier than it is. Just make it a little crispy for me. Just give me a bite.
Get in there.
Go ahead. I'm nuzzling up, but you're pulling it in. Just poke it out. Give me a tip to bite off.
I'm having trouble, okay? I'm having trouble.
I see that.
Popping tips. I'm sorry.
What? I just don't feel loved right now.
I can't help it that anatomically I wasn't put together how you want me to love you. I can't help it. I got the one Adam apple.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking to you this evening because humanity is at a precipice of extinction. For the past 20, 25 years, we forgot how basic human anatomy works. Reproduction has plummeted to a rate of only 1 or 2 deaths per 1,000 being replaced by babies. We owe it to the future of mankind to get back to basics. I know we've had a beautiful run of weird, kinky, fetish stuff, okay? But look, it started with the livestock. First, because there was no reproduction, the cows stopped giving milk, all right? And then after that, the bees stopped pollinating flowers, led to mass extinctions. And now, goddammit, if human beings don't get back to doing what we used to do best, copulating frivolously and just procreating with reckless abandon, this is the end of the world as we know it.
Mom, there's a panda in the studio. Just save yourself, man. There's a panda. No.
So I, for one, love the zoo. We go a lot. We get a family membership. Because it saves us money. Because we go to the
Rosamond Gifford Zoo.
Yeah, the local zoo. Some people don't think it's as nice as others, but I personally enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And
those people are snobs.
I actually got engaged at the zoo. Oh. Yeah, and I had like this big like thing planned out, and I was gonna like wait and go to like a special spot, propose when we were leaving. And on our way there, my wife had been trying to book a hotel room for her friend's wedding. And it, like, didn't work. Like, you know how they, like, set aside rooms? The one that we were supposed to get was, like, lost. So she spent, like, the whole ride there, like, on the phone, cussing, being pissed, crying. And then we got there, and she, like, didn't even want to be there, like, wanted to leave. So I was just like, well, before we go in, will you marry me? It wasn't quite like that, but it totally cheered her up. You know, made the, awesome. And I was glad, kind of glad it went that way because it made the zoo, like, way more fun. Yeah, that's my how it's an engagement story about zoos.
Sir, we're sorry. The room just seems to have disappeared.
You mean from your reservation system?
No, I mean physically. The room, it is not there. We sent a cleaning crew up there to clean, and they got done early today because there's one less room to do. And we're sorry, you're not going to be able to.
Wait. So you're telling me they're like walking down the hall? And physically, it's like 113, 115, 117, 121.
Right. You skipped the one room, right? Is that?
Yeah.
That would have been your room.
That was the odd side of the hallway
build up that to I was that describing. Yeah. I get what you did. Yeah, I work in a hotel, so I would know that. You don't need to
that's spell ludicrous. It out for me. Do you realize how ridiculous that sounds?
Oh.
If you don't want to let me rent a room for the night, I would appreciate it if you just tell me that instead of making up some bullcocky story.
No. Sir, I've been in the hotel and hospitality business for a good 30 years. Okay? It's not that we don't like the Butthole Surfers here. Okay? They're a great band. You guys had a great run. And it's just that, I mean,
we
have a lot of other bands.
A great run.
Sure. I'm in the hospitality business. What do I know about the music business? Right.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Thank you very much.
It's just we got a lot of big names. Oh, Bono, hey. Yeah, sir. Yeah. Okay. Anytime.
Oh, Mr. Clarkson, that room you said that you needed that was lost.
Yeah.
We found it.
What?
It's actually in the basement.
Oh, okay.
It's in the sub basement of the parking garage. So that's where we can bring these celebrities.
Yes. Okay.
There's one single bed for the band.
Sure. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty
good.
Cool.
Wait, this no. Is, sorry. I have to butt in here. You know.
Yeah.
I booked this room on hotels.com. Sure, you did. I was led to believe there was a whole room guarantee involved.
Right. Are you guaranteed it? Thank you, Mark.
I found the room.
I feel a little bit like maybe you're just trying to, you didn't know who I was because I used my proper name, not my stage name, James Manklovich. And when I showed up, you immediately recognized me due to my celebrity and are trying to relegate me to the basement.
Oh, right. Sir, easy come, easy go.
I mean,
right?
Mr. Kravitz, please. I'm in the middle of a discussion.
This isn't the first time when rooms have gone missing and turned up someplace else.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
Is this a secret magical hotel labyrinth where rooms apparate and disapparate across the building?
Well, yes, of course it is. Why do you think we have so many celebrities here?
Yeah.
What?
So, I mean, like all well-established hotel chains that exist with this problem, we make our rooms earn their way back up. This room, as you can tell, has already had issues because it only made it to 119.
We downgraded the room.
It hasn't even made it up to like the second or third floor yet. It was a first floor. Now it's gone to the sub basement. I'm sorry, this is your room.
The last time Eddie Vedder stayed here, he had a little incident in the room, and the room embarrassed him. Let's just say that. The room embarrassed Eddie Vedder, and we can't have that. So,
well, let me just say, as a consumer, maybe I would appreciate a scorecard or a report of the room's priors, you know, perhaps some sort of like police record type activity I can choose wisely.
Okay. Oh, did you not click on the link on hotels.com?
What? No,
I
just
did not. The link.
He doesn't get
the
link.
Okay, no. So, my tour manager is the one who went on hotels.com. It wasn't me.
Do you live in a time period that does not accept the internet?
What?
Are you from like a time period that doesn't really understand the internet?
No, look, we had the World Wide Web and I learned all about it. There were a few, there were a few chat rooms I went on.
Sure.
They were telling me about it.
Mr. McDonald, okay. We just need to look at the room. You want to know about the Pryors, okay? It had a little incident in the bathtub where it started It became just a bath. The shower part wouldn't work.
Before we go any further, can you just fax this to me so I can put it on my Usenet group?
Sure, Mr. McDonald. We can find a fax machine probably in... Didn't...
Oh, my God. The scariest thing about the movie The Net is that, like, it could happen right now.
Now? Like, I thought that was so far-fetched, and Bullock, it's like a phoned-in performance, but... You're saying...
Like, right now, I feel like The Net could happen.
The Net.
Yeah. Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, yeah.
You know who, you know all about it. We just watched it together on this couch.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really into scary movies. I thought you knew that about me from my profile. In fact, I really should take that profile down. Because of The Net.
No, you know, it's fine. You can use The Net. You're not, no one cares about a man. I mean, from what I know, a man who works a second shift at an electronics boutique. I don't think anyone cares as to what you're doing, conspiring on. It's just a movie.
I didn't say I worked at any electronics boutique. I said I worked at a Radio Shack.
Oh, really?
How did you put that together on your own?
Are you sure you didn't tell me that?
From my profile? You figured that out from my profile. So the computers are watching
I figured it out from your LinkedIn.
I never... What is a LinkedIn?
No, I'm sorry. I don't really feel comfortable going into that park right now. There's like a lush green field. And I feel like... At any moment, Highlander could happen. I feel like I'm going to walk across that field and somebody's going to come at me with a broadsword, scream, there can be only one, slice my head off, and just a quickening happens.
Mark, but that, no, that's an irrational fear. We talked about that. No, it's just, irrational.
It can happen. You and I, we're just hanging on my couch. Yeah. We just saw that movie. Right. I don't see why it couldn't happen.
How did you get over to my house? You crossed that same very field. I'm walking you back home. That's you're just going back.
So it's they're not... watching. They saw me go. They know I'm coming back. They
tailed you. Okay. Possible. But, you know, that was set in Scotland.
When I went to your place,
yeah,
the sun was out. Now it's looking pretty McCloudy.
Oh, why?
Boy, I'll get the ball. I'll get it for you. Let me grab my ball.
Hey, are you part of the kickball league?
Yeah, I'm part of the kickball league.
Are you carrying a broadsword?
There can be only one kickball league.
I told you!
No, this is a coincidence. It's just a coincidence.
Yeah, the coincidence. Is your name... All right, okay. Is your name Connor?
My boy's name's Connor. We gotta get to his boy before he gets to us.
All right, do you think you can steal that broadsword and go murder his kid, cut off his head while he's on the bench?
Okay, but there's more. We should probably find out for sure. And no, I'm not
convinced. This isn't enough evidence for you.
Scottish man named his kid Duncan.
Connor. Well, is your name Duncan?
Wait a minute.
Wait, I don't understand what the big deal is. Yes, my name's Duncan, and yes, the son's name's Connor.
You're being racist right now.
Am
Stop
I being
it.
Racist?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to go cut off that kid's head right now.
Hey, did your dad bring the oranges?
Yeah. My dad?
Yeah, did your dad bring the oranges?
I think he did.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part of soccer. I don't like this sport very much, but like, I watch all of World Cup because I'm like, those guys are eating oranges at halftime, and I love oranges.
Decapitated!
Oh my goodness.
Wait. How come I'm not getting his power?
Oh, my God.
How come I'm not getting...
My
his
boy.
His life force is supposed to come into me now. I'm supposed to be immortal.
Oh, my God.
Immortal. Do you like Highlander?
No, I don't like it. I'm afraid of it, but I thought... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I gotta go.
Boy.
Got to the court case. All right, I'd like to call Mark to the stand. Mark?
I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, Nothing but the truth. So.
You're a murderer! Sir, please, if you could keep it down.
Order. That would be my job.
Thank you, Judge.
Sorry.
Judge McCloud. Excuse me. Thank you.
There, what, magistrate?
Yes.
Please let me do the ordering.
Make it quick.
Quickening. You. The end. Okay, go. And you, the lawyer, speak.
So, young Mark, you were at a kickball field? And you...
No, I was at a park.
Ah.
And I was adjacent to a kickball field, and a ball rolled over to me. It was a classic Highlander situation. Mm-hmm. I took everything in. I observed what appeared to be one of the Highlanders walking towards me in an aggressive manner.
Sure.
I successfully identified him as a McCloud and saw his son and decided to take matters in my own hand. Because as we all know, with these Highlander types, it's kill or be killed. It was just really, I would argue, it was self-defense.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it.
Excuse me, you understand? What is that vibrating I hear coming from your pocket?
Oh, this here?
Yeah, what is, I hear some vibration, what is that?
Is that,
please take it out.
Okay, I'm going to take it out slowly.
What is this little apple on it?
That's an iPhone.
I don't understand. Does this...
Oh, God!
Does this have access to the net?
Oh, God, I forgot. I forgot what time frame I was in right now. God, this is so embarrassing. I forgot.
Jeez.
I'm from the future. What? Shit.
Oh,
what?
God. Oh, God, so embarrassing. I usually wipe all my stuff. God, So, yeah, I'm from the future, and I mean... I don't want to say you should let me off because I already know how this whole trial happens. But I mean, as improbable as it sounds, this guy is totally a Highlander. And it turns out he has another kid that was actually the one who was immortal. I just killed the wrong one. So if you don't let me go and you let him free, this whole thing will still precipitate.
Look, we got a lot of cases. If you could just pin it and just go to the back of the courtroom.
Okay.
It's just, we're trying to wrap this up quick. You seem like that's a very thick, we got to pull it apart.
Yeah. Just in the back. Back to the past.
Yeah.
Where I was back there.
Back there, and then maybe in a few minutes to come back up and have like more.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
So the zoo reminds me of, fun stuff to do in summer, which reminds me of when I was a kid. My parents, when I grew up in New Hampshire, there was this place called the York Wild Animal Kingdom in Maine. And when I was like a little kid, they told me for my birthday that they would take me there. And it was one of those places, kind of like how Enchanted Forest Water Safari is here. Like in the summer, it's all over the place. There's billboards and commercials and stuff. And when I was a kid, so we would see them on like Saturday morning cartoons. I was seeing York Wild Animal Kingdom. Like there's tigers and llamas and cool shit going on. And I wanted to go there so bad. I was like, for my birthday, I want to go there. Because I was a kid with a summer birthday. So I always got screwed during the school year. Because when they did like normal school year birthdays, I never got anything. If I was lucky, they'd do like all the summer kids get like one day for their thing. So it so happened that for like a period of like multiple years in a row, it like rained on my birthday. So my parents are like, well, it's raining. It's probably not going to be good weather. We just like probably shouldn't go. And as a kid, I never thought to bring up the point that like this place was a solid hour and a half from where my parents live. So like just because it was raining where my parents lived, it didn't necessarily mean that it like rained there. So for a period of like 4 or 5 years, I really wanted to go to this place. And finally, I had like a year of good weather on my birthday. And I was so excited. And I'm like, Mom, Dad, like, it's finally not raining. We can finally go to like York Wild Animal Kingdom, right? And they were like, oh, we heard from some people that it like really went downhill. And it's like not really great anymore. So it's like probably not worth it to drive up there. And I was like, what? I waited so long, and now it's crappy, I guess.
So, son, I'm sorry, but it's not technically your birthday. Your birthday is the 29th. It only comes around once every 4 years. So we really shouldn't celebrate it this year if you want to properly receive gifts and stuff on your actual birthday.
Dad, but I'm 25 now. I feel like I'm stunting myself. It's like I'm ready for Cabbage Patch Kids, but like I'm a 25-year-old man.
You're not
Dad.
25. You're 6.
No, Dad.
You don't really understand the way birthdays work because you've only had 6 of them. It's a very difficult thing for you. Dad, I understand this.
I just want to play with my dentist office mover of beads. You didn't even tell me what that is. I don't know what it is yet. My vocabulary is stunted, Dad.
That's on you. I mean,
on me?
I've read to you every single night that you've been alive.
You haven't challenged my brain, Dad. You're reading me the back cover of Us Weekly? It's just a Marlboro ad, Dad. You read me the Surgeon General warning every night before bed.
Well, I mean, you're in kindergarten. Aren't they teaching you anything there?
Dad, I graduated.
You graduated kindergarten.
I graduated kindergarten a long time ago. And then when they put me back in kindergarten, I aced that. They thought I was intelligent. Very smart for kindergarten. And they were going to move me into first grade, Dad.
You were already in first grade?
They were going to. But then you kiboshed it. You and Mom got your together.
I was going to say, I don't want my kid being one of those freaks who skips a class.
Dude, I don't want to be a freak.
Mr. Jennings, this is kind of an uncomfortable topic to broach, but I don't think it's appropriate for your son to join our Little League team.
The cutoff for the birth dates
is
September, is in September.
Yeah.
He has a February birthday.
But it's not just the month. It's the year too. It's September and they have to be younger than 13 years old.
Okay, he's 6.
I beg to differ.
Oh?
Yeah, your son is clearly a grown man. He, you know, you realize he'll be sharing locker rooms and buses with boys ages 10, 11, and 12.
So people twice his age.
No, look. Okay.
This is you're saying that he's going to be at a disadvantage and I should put him in like a lower level.
I'm saying at the tryout your son hit a baseball so hard that it knocked out a child attempting to catch it at first base.
I assume it was probably your son. Oh, your son's not as good at sports as mine.
It was my son. I don't think that's germane to this conversation.
I'm sorry that you obviously never played catch with your son before.
I play catch with my son every day when I come home from work.
I've done the exact same thing since my son was old enough to walk.
Daddy, yes. I'm starting to interrupt your big boy conversation, big daddy conversation, but it's getting really hot on the driver's side. Can I roll down the window? Because it's really hot in the car on the driver's side. Can I just roll down the window, please?
Yeah, you can just crack it.
Please? Okay.
Just a little bit.
Thank you, Daddy.
Son, I'm sure you could drive that car home.
Oh, what? No, Dad likes me to pretend.
I'm sure you could drive a stick.
Okay.
I'm sure you could drive a stick home right now.
Wow.
And they haven't even, like, you know, those are very rare these days.
You have 10 birthdays to go until you're old enough to drive.
I know, Dad, I know. I'm going to go wait in the car.
In 10 birthdays, you might need a colon exam with your physical.
Oh, my God. And is there a police officer around here? Because you're talking to my son about his rectum?
No, if there's a police officer around, he's going to arrest one of you for letting your son in the kid's bathroom along with young children.
Hey, thanks for coming over. My dad thought it'd be cool to set up a play date for us. It's like, I mean, you're 6, I'm 6. It's just like, I'm like really getting horny these days. So it's like, and Dad said that would happen eventually, but.
What's horny?
I mean, I know. It's like I'm advanced for my age, and I'm like, it's cool. I read in like 5 Surgeon General warnings a day. Horny's a thing. You don't get that tingly feeling inside of you?
What, you mean like you mean like when your foot falls asleep?
Yeah, you can use your foot if he falls asleep on you. It's kind of nice. It's like someone else is in the room with you. But, you know, eventually it wakes back up and then you feel a shame. You feel that shame, you know?
Hmm.
But, yeah.
Can we watch Captain Kangaroo?
Oh, wow. Your parents let you watch Captain Kangaroo?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I thought I wasn't going to be as mature to, like, go out with you. And you're kind of really showing that you're making me feel, like, really, like, disadvantaged here. Like, I'm not up to your level, you know? Like, I'm not allowed to watch Captain Kangaroo. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
You can't watch Captain Kangaroo?
I would love to, but we don't have that. Dad just lets me.
You don't get TV Land?
Oh, TV Land? No. Dad just has one of those, like, projectors that he, like, it's a highlight magazine, and he just goes through and just puts his own images of, he cuts out the item searches, and he just goes through. He wants me to be a winner, so he says, this is where the trumpet is in there. You know that's where that is. And so he wants me to be a winner, and so that's how he thinks I can be a winner that way. Because the TV tells you what to see, but Dad tells me what to see.
Can we bounce balls or something? Because I don't.
I get it. You're nervous around me. I get it. I'm nervous around you too.
Hey boys, I got your ants on a log snack, just like you like it, sweetheart.
Mm.
A little celery, a little peanut butter, crunchy, just like you like it. Some raisins. Here you go. You boys having fun?
Yeah.
Ma,
what?
You're ruining my date.
I'm sorry. I thought if it's 3:43. It's when you like your snack.
Yeah. Now I got a date in the house.
Ever since you learned how to read the clock with the hands and not just the digital one.
I know.
You said, Mom, 3:43. Right when the big one's underneath the three, or the little one's underneath three, and the big one's almost to the nine.
I did say that. Did you hear that? That I said that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just trying to make you look smart.
I know.
Trying to make you look like a big boy in front of your big boy friends.
I feel like a big boy. No, stop.
Okay.
I eat raisins. They're adult fruits. They're fruits for adults.
Yeah, that's right, sweetheart. Raisins are very good for you.
Yep. And that's what my mom says. And I know it because that's what she says. And I believe her, so.
I think I'm going to take a nap.
Oh, okay. Is everything okay? Do I need to call your mommy or something?
Why are you so sleepy? You didn't even start playing yet.
I think.
Are you not having fun?
Are
you not having fun with my boy?
No, I'm having fun. I'm having lots of fun.
Why aren't you playing? I came up here and, like, the room was literally silent. You're not. My boy is a fun boy.
I'm a fun boy.
He likes to play with friends his age. He likes to have fun. Likes to play Little League and do normal things like six-year-old boys do. So why don't you eat these ants on a log and play with my boy?
Anything you say.
Great.
Good. Thank you. Oh.
Right, I'll leave you boys alone now.
Thank you, Mom. Isn't my mom great?
Your mom is a monster.
Oh, she likes to play monster sometimes, too. That's a fun game, but she's not going to do it now because she doesn't trust you.
I think I'm going to. I'm going to hail a taxi.
Hail it? What the? That's a very adult thing to say.
Hey, Mom. Is Jimmy still on his play date?
Yeah, he seemed to be having a good time up there. Why? What's up, sweetheart?
I don't know. I've been thinking it's really weird. Like, you know, technically we're twins, but like he was born before midnight and I was born after midnight. And, like, I know I'm younger than him, but I'm also older than him at the same time. Like, he was born before me, but somehow I'm, like,
that's right,
19 years older than he is.
Yeah.
And it's really starting to hurt my brain.
Well, sweetheart, this is what we call one of those little paradoxes of time, okay? You know, science will try to make you think that time's like a straight line that goes in an arrow. But you know, in our family, time's just like a big curly Q.
I know, and like, I tried explaining that in my theoretical physics PhD, thesis defense.
Right, yeah.
And they told me that, like, that's not possible.
Well, you know.
And I was like, listen, come look at my birth certificate. look at my brothers, and like, you can see there is this loop that goes around itself.
Well, sweetheart, you know, I can't help it that you might have some old-fashioned professors that believe that the space-time continuum is flat like a sheet, when really it's wrinkled up like, you know, when you're
like a raisin.
Yeah, wrinkled up like a raisin.
I love raisins.
Perfect. Exactly.
It's such like a good adult fruit.
Yeah. And so, you know, you get to do big boy things like go working on your PhD, and your brother, he just, you know, he does the best that he can with what he has.
Look at you, filthy carny. That's my little brother. Okay, I should be going on the ride before him.
You wait your turn.
No, I haven't waited my turn. Here's my certificate of birth. And my brother's certificate of birth.
Listen, little Why big boy. Why do you not
let me... Excuse me?
You're not old enough to ride this ride.
He's my little brother, sir.
It's just... I'm sorry, man. Sorry, Jim.
Don't talk down to me, little bro. I'm a big boy.
I know, man. I know you're a big boy. I tried like basing my life on that, but the truth is, I don't think you are.
What? You wrote your thesis how I'm a big boy. It said, my brother, big boy. And I'm up to it. Let me on, sir. Show him the book. He carried around with you everywhere he goes.
It was
you had said, an actual peer-reviewed thesis on how your brother is a big boy. Give it over, and he'll be on that ride. But if you're not, stop wasting my time, okay? We got other people here.
I have the thesis.
Well, show it to me.
It's just, it was shot down at my defense.
You lost.
I lost. Although all my points were valid and dead on. And I feel like in the future, when my brother's old enough to go on to school like I did, he will prove himself to be a big boy.
I'll be waiting.
Filthy carny.
You're not getting any dipping dabs from us either. So this just makes me think of how I dropped out of graduate school after a term because I thought it was a waste of my time. Because it was in Spanish, right? And that's like a broad-ass topic. And when I got there, they kind of told me, I'm like, what can I do with this? And then when I thought about it, they're like, oh, you can teach or you can go on to get your doctorate. And then there's like the end of our first term, we had like a celebration at this like barcade. It was like really hip Eugene, Oregon barcade situation. It was really awesome. And all the other graduate students, they were there basically wish they didn't go through with the program. And I was like, oh, this is not
what they're telling you.
Yeah, so this is like not a good time to be telling this. I'm like, is this?
Were they telling you in Spanish or were they telling you in English?
No, it was they're all languages. In Espanol, they're trying to use that degree they got. Yeah, but it turns out everyone's like, oh, if you're gonna teach, you can just go get a teaching certificate. It takes a year. You'd be doing the same exact thing you'd be doing if you get your master's. And I was like, what the? And then so I talked to like an advisor and she's like, yeah, a lot of students that are coming back to school after being out of it for a while have that same complaint. Like they don't see the reason in it. And I was like, you don't have anything more for me on that? And they just, she's like, no, that's what it is. They just don't seem like there's a reason for it.
No. I understand your trepidation.
Damn right.
Look at it from this way. The garbage truck could drive everywhere, but we have to optimize routes. Sometimes a trash can is more full than another. How are you going to optimally get a mass from point A to point B? Okay. Some people just say this is sanitation engineer. I say it's physics in motion. Physics, biology, mathematics. Okay. Yeah, sure. Anyone can be a trash man. All right. But only a man with dedication to his craft can be a real sanitation engineer.
Well, all I know is I've got a dead skunk in my garbage. A dead skunk that's been wreaking havoc.
Yeah, right?
On our senses.
And anthropologically, don't you wonder how it got there?
I don't.
Metaphysically, don't you want to know what brought it there in the first place?
Sure.
Practically, don't you want to know how to remove it without getting as much of that stinky skunk gland juice on you as you can?
Yeah. Well, in an ideal world, yes. Yes. But who knows these things?
You could.
I could?
You could.
I could?
Yeah, you could be more than just some guy who wants to throw another dead animal in the back of a truck or out to the curb. You could be the guy who solves the problem at its core.
Self-reliance?
Self-reliance is the tip of the goddamn iceberg. Do you want to be the man?
You're saying I could be sanitation engineer someday?
No, you couldn't be a sanitation engineer. You could be the sanitation engineer.
Well, I gotta go tell Ethel.
Okay, well, just take this graduate school application before you go.
Hand it over. I don't have a bachelor's degree.
In anything?
I just have a GED.
Good enough. Oh. That is a good enough diploma for this.
Okay.
I'm just a washed up marine biologist with a big old piece of paper.
I see what you did there.
Yeah?
Washed up marine biologist.
And I've been sitting on that one for a while, and I just thought, man, I would impress you.
That was good. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You should do that professionally.
You think so?
I think you should tell marine biology jokes professionally.
Really?
I mean, that's...
I don't know. Like, I initially moved down here because it's tropical, and like, I really like the concept of drinking coconut water out of a coconut, but...
Well, yeah, everybody does.
Yeah, but yeah.
But I mean, with the way that, like, the sea life is just dying around here...
I'm not doing a very good job.
You're not doing a good job, but, like, you make everyone laugh.
No, I mean, man, you know, it's like, right, okay, so I had coffee the other day, and I had some friends over, and they were like, man, got any tea? I was like, a man at tea is a man for me. They laughed, but they didn't give me any money, but they laughed.
Oh, my God.
And I killed a couple manatees with my boat. I was driving in the shallows a little too much. I was having a little too much fun. I had a degree. I got a little too high on the horse, as they say. I got a little cocky. But I killed a lot of manatees.
I mean, I feel like, as your guidance counselor, the best career path I can put you on now is you should go to comedian school.
So you're saying just kind of scrap the whole degree I got in marine biology and just kind of...
Comedian school.
Chase a comedian school dream, okay.
Just go get, like, the application.
Yeah.
And you can totally... If you put those down, like, in your personal statement, you will get in.
Yeah, but Mr. Schaefer, I think it's not my passion to follow this comedian school. It seems as though perhaps
I have never met a marine biologist more dedicated to the cause than you. I just feel like you're not very good at that, and you're good at telling jokes.
So, here to meet the class, you telling me that you used to be an orthopedic surgeon?
Oh, yeah. Number 3 on the West Coast. You might have seen me in a Sky Mall magazine.
Good. And now, Salt Lake City. Right. And now we're here to be the next.
Tell a joke. My patients are always telling me, you're so hilarious, just before I put them under and then perform surgery. And I was like, what the heck? Why the heck not?
Why not?
Take a chance, right? Yeah. Follow that real dream, the real passion deep-seated.
Cool. Great. Yeah. Okay, you. Yes, Marcus, your name is. What did you used to do?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I was a fighter pilot. A
fighter pilot.
Yes, for the Navy.
Yes, of course.
I won the Top Gun Award.
They offer a Top Gun Award? How's your Tom Cruise impression? Because that will kill.
That's my Tom Cruise, right? Because he always laughs.
That's very, so good.
Very good.
Speaking of killing, did you ever kill a person?
Oh, yeah. I've killed many.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Okay.
Yeah, shot him right down.
And you used to be a marine biologist. Yeah. I saw that in your application.
Yeah, yeah. I really loved that job a lot. I really felt fulfilled in it. But I had a guidance counselor along the way. You know how they would get in there and kind of tell you what you should be doing.
Oh, God. Sounds like it was a terrible job.
The guidance counselor?
Sounds like the marine biologist just wasn't for you based on your description.
Oh, decided it was time to give your life some porpoise.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
That was what I did.
Yes, yes. Now, you only paid half your tuition, and I'm going to need that other half right now.
Already the jokes are coming.
Tom Cruise impression. Laughing.
Seriously, there's the door. If you do not pay me the other half of the money, you are out of this class.
Oh. Yeah, no, sure. Yeah, here. I'll just cut you a check and make it out to you personally.
Yes. Thank you. So what's the out of just curiosity, what is your salary as a marine biologist?
Oh, six figures. I mean, it's pretty comfortable.
Yeah, mine was seven as an orthopedic surgeon.
Oh, God.
After the decimal point. What about you?
What about you? It's a little personal question, isn't it?
Oh, sorry. I thought we were opening up here.
Right.
You told us not to call you Professor Morris. You told us to call you Steve.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got that that cool jacket on. You're just sitting on your desk.
Yeah.
Totally legit elbow patches.
These are legit elbow patches. I sold them myself.
You sold them?
I sewed them.
Sewed them.
Oh, wow.
That level of facial hair you have, I can't decide if it's a beard or not quite a beard. I don't, what is that called?
Yeah.
Scroof? Scroof, you were saying?
It's called a scruff.
Scruff! Scruff. Yeah. Oh, scruff! Oh. I've heard of
scruff, my God.
I've never seen it before.
In all my years of shooting people down, I've never seen scruff.
No. All of us doctors are very clean shaven.
Yeah, and I work with animals, so I don't see much humans, you look like one, and so I'll take your word for it.
Hello, human. Human being.
Oh, my God. Who brought the orthopedic surgeon jokes there? Oh,
man. Do you feel like you're in a zoo? Do you feel like we're all in here just looking at you behind the bars of your human zoo?
I need a break.
Oh, look at him. He's breaking down.
Oh, he's breaking right now.
Oh, wow.
In front of us.
Whoa, a human breakdown,
I
think.
Is this a bit? Is this a bit?
Is this happening?
What? I'm sorry, Steve. Professor Morris, this was the how to respond to heckling class. You're really breaking down.
Yeah, is this how we're supposed to respond?
I'm taking notes.
Is this going to be on the exam?
Listen, guys, I can't deal this right now. I have to pay my rent. My girlfriend doesn't find me attractive anymore, and I only make 35 grand a year.
I thought this was stand up, not writing a country music song class.
That was good. That was good.
Shot down. Done that before.
Oh, you're getting tangled up in a net, like a dolphin.
Okay, I'm all right, guys. Thank you. To deal with a heckler, you would just say, I don't need this right now, and you guys have poor self-esteem, and leave me alone.
Oh. Wait.
Oh, God. That was...
We have poor self-esteem?
Oh, my God.
You're telling us we have poor self-esteem?
No, as a comedian, we all have poor self-esteem.
I didn't realize I had poor self-esteem.
I always thought I had good self-esteem, guys. I did, too.
Look, I know my son looks like he's 40, but he's really not. He's 10, and he has some self-esteem issues. So you can't just go around telling him what he can and can't do, all right? If he wants to go into this Chuck E. Cheese, you're going to goddamn let him, because it's his goddamn 10th birthday, and he doesn't get these very often.
I'm sorry, but, he wanted to go into the ballroom And he looks like a very sick man.
He is a beautiful boy, and he will always be my beautiful boy. He'll be my big boy. You know, his brother once wrote a whole thesis on how much of a big boy he was, and it was beautiful.
Manager, we've seen the ball pit. It just disappeared. It's gone. Completely disappeared.
Excuse me, sir? Don't you think that... did you lose a... Actually, I'm just curious. Did you lose a child?
No. The ball pit is completely gone.
The ball pit
it goes is... arcade game, Moonwalker, space.
Yes.
And then that thing you sit down and you go in a big circle.
Right. So, you must bring your child here all the time.
Yeah, we do. And normally the ball pit is right in that gap. It's just not there.
Excuse me, manager. I brought my kids here to watch the animatronic animal band. And instead, there is a band calling themselves the Butthole Surfers playing some grotesque music that is completely... it's making my eardrums bleed. And they keep saying it's real music, but I just don't believe them.
The Butthole Surfers came at a reasonable rate. We only are paying just $50 and a couple bananas for them to play here.
Well, you could be paying them in wishes and whistles, but I still don't want my kids listening to that bulkaki.
What was their famous song, the Mile Surfers?
The one about a mountain coming down it.
I can't wait to hear that song.
Pepper is the song.
Right? I think we're done.